Welcome to Tramlines, a podcast from Agri. I'm your host, Tony Smith, putting your questions to the experts. Today, we are talking to Agri's Mark Glover, Product Manager for Biological, Adjuvants and Micronutrients, and Tim Horton, Technical Manager for Combinable Crops. Today, we are going to focus in on oilseed rape and examine some of the early season challenges with some novel solutions. Tim, let's come to you first. You know, what are the early season issues that you're seeing this year from this crop?
Well, certainly this year, crops that are emerging in the warm weather just after the August bank holiday hit a high pressure of Cambridgeshire and flea beetle adults that really knocked the crop about and caused all sorts of issues with getting that crop established. And what we're really trying to do is build something a bit more resilient that can cope with the pressures of the season and try and build something that can support a good, viable yield going forwards.
And Tim, how does that compare with what we've seen in the past two or three seasons?
The numbers of flea beetle do vary. We've had a few years where numbers haven't been quite as high, but then a few before that, we had exceptionally high levels where it was a major challenge to try and establish crops. But often the highest pressure does seem to be round about that August bank holiday, early September timing, where we get a sudden increase in temperatures. The flea beetle all come out to play and find whatever small rape crops that are emerging and we'll hammer them particularly hard if they're at that most susceptible growth stage.
And Tim, if a crop is struggling or is stressed, how much more susceptible does that make it to flea beetle and cabbage stem flea beetle?
Certainly flea beetle, cabbage stem flea beetle for that matter, they are drawn to a crop that is struggling, a stressed crop. So if you can reduce the stress in the plant, in the crop, then you will not get as much damage as a stressed crop. And you also will find that crop, if you reduce the stress, will also grow away more effectively, get a stronger plant and get away from the issue much quicker than if it's under stress.
And Tim, cabbage stem flea beetle can be a real challenge in some of these oilseed rape crops. What are your thoughts?
There's the two stages. There's the susceptibility to the adult, which is at establishment, so that as the crop's emerging, up to about 2 leaf is the greatest risk of adult damage and the adult being able to severely damage or even take the crop out at that stage. So that's the first area. And the second part of it is they then lay their eggs in the soil near the base of the oilseed rape plant, and the larvae then will go in through the leaf petioles and start eating the plants through the leaf petioles, and they can penetrate down into the main stem later in the season when they will severely restrict the yield potential of that crop.
So Tim, you've mentioned the challenges that are threatening the oilseed rape crops. What should be our approach agronomically?
So what we're looking to try and do is get a stronger root system and a stronger plant. So we need to look at solutions that will help that plant get established quickly. And also at the same time, if we can reduce the stress in that plant, then again, that will help reduce the impact of any adult damage.
So what can you actually do? I get the intent, but what can you actually do? Mark, what do you have up your sleeve in that magic portfolio?
Magic as it is, some of the products we have are actually been around in our portfolio for quite some time. However, because they've been around for quite some time, they do have some very, very good data behind them. So we know what those products, each of those products, is capable of achieving. And certainly, you know, one of them, the Nutrified PGA, certainly ticks a lot of the boxes in the target canopy structure that we're looking for, which is strong rooting system and just a robust growth the crop. And also what it does do is helps, I'm not sure quite the phrase, but it helps load the plant with phosphate over that autumn period, so that when in the spring that crop should be getting away, then that phosphate component level within the plant will help the crop get away quickly in the spring, because phosphate, I think, Tim, doesn't really become available much below 7 degrees Celsius.
That's great, yes.
But the rate will start growing between 4 and 5 degrees Celsius. So if it's short of that phosphate in that critical period when the crop is trying to get away, which will be getting away from the flea beetle larval stage, then yes, that's not in a good position. So it's placing that crop in position to get away quickly in the spring.
And Mark, what about limitations of applying these products to a crop that may be stressed, and alternatives?
If the crop canopy or crop structure or canopy is not sufficient for that leaf uptake, then we have other products such as Quark, which is a novel formula, been around a long time, but it's a novel formulation of zinc with some nitrogen. And that, again, specifically promotes root development, root structure within the plant, but doesn't directly affect the nitrogen utilization or carbon fixation. But again, that's something that would get used if the foliar uptake, because some of that will be by root uptake, was Nutrify PGA is predominantly foliar uptake.
And Tim, thinking about these products and when looking at a crop's physiology and then thinking about cabbage stem flea beetle, what are your views on where you might select these various products?
Really, it's a programmed approach to actually get that plant strong enough and through the various stages. So as Mark mentioned, the quark can go on earlier, so that initial establishment phase, you can get a benefit to reduce the stress in the plant at that stage. So cotyledon stage onwards. So you can help using that at that stage. And then the following that, it's sort of two-leaf stage, you can start to look at introduce the Nutrophyte PGA, which again will boost the rooting and make the resilience of the plant much stronger going forwards. And you may even repeat that Nutrophyte application to improve the phosphates within the leaf and actually make sure that the plant itself is at its most resilient stage going into the winter and then coming out into the spring as well.
Mark, can you talk us through some of these specific products and maybe explain some of the subtle differences between them?
Well, there's no subtle difference, Tony. They are totally different in their actives and the way they work. The Nutrophyte PGA is phosphite plus pyroglutamic acid. As an aside with the PGA, because there are other PGAs on the marketplace, but what we do know, because it was originally a patented product, is that the ratio of isomers within the PGA need to be optimal. And that optimal ratio is 90 to 10, 9 to 1. And that is what is in the PGA. Other PGAs in the marketplace, we know, are purely L isomers. And they do not perform anywhere near the same and have the same effect as the PGA within the Nutrophyte PGA. So there are subtle differences, not subtle, there are big differences between PGAs in the marketplace. So that's the Nutrophyte PGA. And it's the PGA which is affecting the carbon fixation and the nitrogen efficiency. And it's the phosphite which is affecting the availability of phosphate, the amount of phosphates available to the crop through the exudates, through the roots, which mobilize the phosphate in that root zone. So it's a combination. So with the PGA, by the PGA promoting root development, having a bigger root structure, the fact that the exudates are creating more available phosphate, it's a virtuous circle, because all of that phosphate then, with a better root structure, is creating an even better root structure, if that makes sense. The quark is different. You know, the quark is zinc acetate, which is novel, because lots of zincs in the marketplace are zinc sulfate with some nitrogen. And what we do know, you know, is that zinc does promote root development. as other zinc sources we use in cereals have the same effect that we use at T0. The Physio N, again, is a totally different approach to helping this canopy structure and reducing stress, because it's a combination of amino acids, which are building blocks for proteins. We do know that the free amino acids in particular do help reduce stress and are precursors for building proteins within plants. In conjunction with the N bit of that Physio N is the methylated urea. So the combination of those two things actually, you know, could work quite well together. It's quite a unique product. It was a new product for us this year because it's a combination of two proven products, which is amino acids plus the methylated urea, an N bit. But as yet, we haven't had any trials work with it. But anecdotally, some people have tried it for the Harvest 23 and they've got on very, very well with it. So we believe it will have a place, again, based upon agronomists' interpretation of the need of that crop.
And so, Tim, from this portfolio, which products fit where?
Now, some of it will depend on what else the crop is had, and whether it's had things like seedbed fertilizer placed with the seed. Because if there is a nutrient source there, then we want to stimulate the roots to help find that nutrient source. If, however, we haven't put that as much nitrogen down the spout with the drill, therefore we need to actually feed it some nitrogen to grow us a bigger crop, then certainly the Physio N, which will reduce stress and give us a stronger crop with the nitrogen, the methylated urea, then that would actually act as a feed source as well as a stress reducer. And the Nutrify is a slightly, where you already have a canopy that you are developing, making stronger, and building that resilience in going forwards.
To read or download your copy of An 8-Point Plan for Managing Cabbage Stem Flea Beetle, written by David Leeper, Agri Seed Technical Specialist, visit agri.co.uk and search for Oilseed Rape 8-Point Plan. And Tim, as we've talked about many times on Tramlines, I assume that looking at your oilseed rape crop on a field-by-field basis is the key.
Yes, it's very much a prescription looking at individual situations, because when the drill comes out, then that will already predetermine some of the risks and things that they're going to be dealing with. And obviously soil moisture and various other factors will all affect how that crop initially establishes. And therefore, you need to be very much prescriptive for each situation as to which products suit which part of the environment that we're dealing with.
And I assume, Mark, and I'm interested in your view here, that there must be a high return on investment from applying these products where we're using them to improve root structure and the canopy to better ward off attack from these pests. What are your thoughts?
What I can say is that last year, there was a farm next, there was a neighbouring farm, and he had a well-established crop of oilseed rape, a little bit too thick in hindsight for him, but he did nothing to that crop until he got to that January, February. And eventually what happened, because it got over that adult stage, the larval stage just pitched in to a poorly rooted, thin or thick crop, and he had to plow it up. He lost the crop. So for quite a moderate investment to save a crop, it's definitely worth consideration, because the risk of not doing something, having got this far with a crop that is viable at this stage, is a big risk. Doing nothing is not really an option.
And Tim, is noticing when these crops need these products and then timeliness of application really important or otherwise?
It is in the initial stages. Certainly trying to get that early root system developing, making sure the crop is not stressed, it is quite key. As you built or got a crop there that is viable, then building up that canopy and making a stronger plant, particularly with a with a good size stem collar makes all the difference to how susceptible it would be to the larval stage. But you have slightly more time to build that up through the autumn rather than in the early stages when you're trying to get it established, where timing is key.
And Tim, what have you noticed over the last 2 to 3 years as to any patterns emerging with regards to flea beetle, cabbage stem flea beetle, and how our crops get established?
It does come down partially to soil moisture and temperatures. And you only needed to see that the forecast was for high temperatures early September that you knew there was going to be a problem. And so it turned out crops emerging into that window of high temperatures really did suffer the biggest part of the adult infestation. Whereas some of the earlier drilled ones drilled into moisture were up and away before that stage, and they just needed looking after and keeping stress-free rather than worrying too much about whether you were going to have a crop or not, because it got away in time. Now, there are indicators every year as to where the risk will be and what you can do about it, and it's just understanding how to actually get around some of the problems by using all your tools, including drilling date, understanding the soil moistures, making sure you're reducing the stress in the crop. All of those can help get that crop established up and away.
And Mark, what are your thoughts about how we look at the crop each season?
Yeah, so I find each year is different with oilseed rape. It presents different challenges. And one of the things some growers have done this year is drill earlier than normal, predominantly because there was moisture about. And yeah, it was going to be more likely we were going to get the crop merging, which they did. And then we came across a week of hot, dry weather, which was very, very growy. And as a consequence of that, certainly around the Hampshire area, I can't vouch for it anywhere else in the country, but those established crops prior to that hot week have become very top-heavy with very poor root system. It just seems that they seem to have bolted. And if anything, the requirement to do something to promote root development with those crops is possibly even more important than those crops which are less well established.
And so what would be your key message to those who are listening to this podcast today?
Specifically for this year, what I am doing is saying, right, now we've got a crop, what do you think the next challenge we've got for this crop is in terms of cabbage stem flea beetle? Having established that there is still a challenge on farm, what are we going to do about it? And then just talk through those things. You know, what is our objective? Our objective is, Tim said, unstressed, well-rooted, well-established crop. So that's our, what can we do to achieve that? And often you have those conversations and it's the farmer who makes the decision once you're given the options.
Yeah. And Tim, what would be your top tips, your thoughts that you'd like listeners to take away today?
Certainly for this year crop, it is now that if you've got a crop there, it's building that resilience into that crop. It's making sure that the plants are big and strong enough that if there is a larval infestation, it's not going to adversely affect that crop. It can cope with a low level of larvae and it will be resilient going forwards. So it's building up that strong, resilient plant, which for this year will be key for this autumn.
Thank you, Mark and Tim, for sharing your expertise when it comes to some of the early season challenges for oilseed rape. That's it for this podcast, but do tune in again as we meet the experts throughout the season, exploring the many immediate and longer term questions for growers and farmers in the UK. If you have any questions that you'd like us to ask the experts, email info@agri.co.uk. See you next time.